Welcome back to Fun Town, everybody. It's Tuesday for us. It's Wednesday for you. We are Jeff Oskalis. He's not here. He's on vacation with his lovely family in Florida, I think, right? Florida?
South Carolina.
South Carolina, same thing.
It's close. Same ocean.
Does Jeff know where he's at? That's all that matters.
That's really all that matters. As long as he and his family both know where he is, then they're good.
Or just how to get home. That's all that matters.
Right. We got ocean view from wherever they're staying. It's nice pictures on Instagram.
Yeah.
Check them out.
I'm jealous.
Jeff used Instagram.
Not as much as Facebook, I don't think, but he uses it.
I think he actually told someone at work, he goes, I deleted Facebook and Twitter from my phone, so see you later.
Oh, really?
For this week, anyway.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Taking a vacation from it all.
That's smart.
But he still has Instagram.
Okay.
So you can bug him on there, people.
Yeah, you guys can hit him up, tell him that he sucks for being on the beach when you're not. You lost a tooth, Jess?
What?
I mean, what? How do you lose a tooth?
Todd, I believe she said it fell out of her head, right?
Yeah, it just fell out.
Fell out of my jawbone, technically.
This was an actual tooth and not like dental.
It's an implant.
Oh.
But hear me out. So I used to have a baby tooth till about 3 years ago because it finally broke. I never had an adult tooth. Yeah, I thought it was so strange, but apparently
it's not. How do you guys still have baby teeth?
Heredity. My brother's the same way. It's the incisor or whatever the vampire tooth is.
Uh-huh.
And so
it is not my canine, it's my eye tooth.
Okay.
The one next to your front tooth.
It's still flat. It's not pointed.
Yeah, it's still flat.
Okay.
Todd got it.
Yeah.
Those two I have capped on my teeth, actually.
Oh, really?
Spoiler. Because I had really small teeth and like they were, I don't know. It was just weird. Anyway.
Yeah.
Eventually. Well, no, the baby tooth, the canine, it like broke a few years ago, so I had to finally get an implant.
You had a baby canine?
What is this called? What's the vampire tooth?
Yeah, it's a canine.
Yeah.
You had a baby one of those.
Yeah, your incisor, is that what it's called?
It was a puppy.
It was a pup.
Tooth.
And a long time ago, what was that? Maybe right out of college, I had it capped just so it would look like the rest of the crew.
Well, I can understand why you do that. Yeah.
And then it just all finally snapped and broke, and it was awkwardly in Colorado. So I had like a dangle tooth. And occasionally, there's some videos out there.
We're
when
from
I
Indiana.
First started on Bob and Tom. And if I laughed, you can see I was like missing a tooth, but whatever.
Wow.
So that sucks for every, you know, if you're a girl and you're missing a front tooth, but I have a anxiety about calling doctors, so I was really worried about what dentist to go to.
I'll tell you what, I know some people don't have teeth and they're used to it, but I would feel like a hobo without a tooth.
Yeah.
I did.
If I lost a tooth, I would feel like a degenerate.
Yeah, I think I think it's a legitimate anxiety to have.
Yeah.
I mean, people are very judgy when you're missing a tooth that's visible when you smile.
Especially when you go 25 years having teeth in all those spots and all of a sudden you don't. That sucked. And then
now, if you were to move back to where you grew up, no problem.
Oh.
Right.
I'd still be an average. I'd probably be a good 7.5, 8.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No problem. Oh, yeah.
But no, then I got the implant, which if you've ever had a dental implant, and I'm sure lots of people listening have, Donnie, bless his heart, he does not like dentists or any type of noise, like the drills.
Does Donnie do his own dental work? I wouldn't be surprised if he does at this point.
He has not gone. He's like, he's duking it out, I guess, or toughing it out.
He's like a comedian.
Yeah.
Basically. Oh my gosh. I came out in that waiting room and I thought he was in more pain than I was for hearing the drill go into my jawbone.
Oh. But now, the implant is where they drill through and then they put the female
post?
In, the threaded post in there. Is that it? And then it screws in there? Or how's it going?
Yeah. It's so weird. It's so creepy. And when I first got it, I thought, okay, this is it. And he's like, no, this is your kind of fake tooth for a while. Because I had to wear I can't think what it's called. I call it a retainer with a tooth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same and those. That's awkward. They go, you can eat with it. No, you can't. The first time I bit into a hamburger in public, the whole thing came out in the burger, and I'm like, oh, my God. And it's so embarrassing. Or if you think you're doing well and you're chomping, it gets mixed up in your mouth with the food, and so you're like, gobbling a tooth retainer burger. I'm like, this sucks. Yeah. So I'd awkwardly, anyway. But the dentist, when he finally got the real tooth, the real guy in, he's like, I'm going to use this semi-permanent glue. And I'm like, why wouldn't you use permanent glue?
Yeah, that seems like, you know, it's never good when a dentist is like, I'm going to go 50-50 on this.
Yeah. This is a quasi, I don't like quasi, I don't like semi, I don't like partially. Just do it, dude.
Oh my gosh.
Who knows if you want a tooth in your head or not?
Right.
I know. I told him I was committed to this. I'm committed. I already have the metal post in there. Like, let's just do this. What else am I going to hang there? So
you could put a little ornament or something. Maybe they should sell those at Christmas time, like a little Christmas tree that screws in. You could just interchangeable.
Put some of like that cool shit that kids hang on their rearview mirror, like your graduation tassel on there or something.
Oh, I was jealous of kids that had braces because I thought it was cool and they could change their colors.
Oh, man.
As I had straight teeth, braces, but I was missing.
I can tell you there was nothing cool about it, Jess.
Oh, man. You trouble with the burgers?
You have to wait so long with the braces.
There's just an endless amount of work, too. You got to brush the shit out of them all the time.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, don't brush too hard, because 2 years after having an implant, I was brushing my teeth, and then I thought I had food kind of like just up in there. I don't know. I drink Mountain Dew. My gums hate me. They're receding. Yeah. Acid.
You're doing the Dew.
They try.
They were right.
Killed your fake tooth.
Oh my God. It's not even a real tooth. Oh my God. I went to water pick it, which I feel like an old person using a water pick at this point in my life. And
you got a water pick?
I don't. I've never, like, I see them at the store and I always think, oh, maybe I'll get one because I don't like flossing. Like, I'll do it. But I'm kind of a mouthwash person. I figure that does similar, you know.
Yeah,
it's similarly effective. So I just swish the shit out of mouthwash.
So Jess, did you blow your tooth out of your head with your water pick?
Yeah, you know, you turn the hose on full blast, it's like, shh, and then you put your thumb on it, and it just like really jets. I was like, let's get all up in there, and it just
did your water pick a hose?
Yeah, I was gonna say, does it not have a nozzle?
It has
a water pick. Can you do the thumb thing with?
I just give an example of how it would, you know.
Hey,
shoot
Jess,
out.
Can I borrow your water pick to fill my pool? I wash my car.
Oh, I feel like there needs to be a warning label on there because I can never figure out how to use the water pick in general. I go to about a level one. I don't know how people use 10. And even after using level one with the water pick, which please try it, folks. My bathroom ends up drenched. It goes everywhere. So I don't know how folks do it.
I feel like that's an instrument. So therefore it requires certifications and training. Like it looks complex to me. So I've never really tried to tackle it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like I wouldn't also suture myself. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't go buy my own thread and needle.
Todd, that surprises me. You strike me as a guy who would sew himself up.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Or if I had glue. To, yeah. But
you glue yourself shut.
I have glued myself before. Well, my buddy is a fireman, glued my forehead one time, and it was awful. We were drunk. We were at a bar we shouldn't have been in. Some guy split my head open with a bar stool, and on the way home, we get to my buddy's house, and he breaks out his medical kit out of his truck, and he's got some kind of super glue shit, and he puts it on there. The problem was he was also very drunk.
So
I woke up in the morning, it was like the diameter of a small pancake and like covered half of my forehead, and it trapped all the blood. So it was just like it looked like a giant scab that covered half my forehead. It wasn't like I could get it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is like 18 hours of super glue dryness.
This is awful.
Yeah.
The head wound would have been better.
I had to go to work. So I just put on my hat. I just didn't take a hat off for like 2 weeks.
Because it was stuck from all the glue and blood?
And now the hat is stuck, sir. Come like, take that hat off.
Oh, my God. It's like the Joe Dirt thing. His wig just became a part of his skull.
Yeah, I got bonded to it.
It is. My worst fear is losing teeth. I mean, we all dream about it. Oh. We have that nightmare where
it's so shocking, too.
It is.
And I mean, I know no one wants to not have a tooth. So if we have any people short a tooth out there that listen, God bless you.
Right.
I hope things get better.
Hey, my parents went through it. My
Yeah.
I feel like I'm doomed.
Crazy, but there is something about teeth that is, I mean, and you see it when they smile.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's laughing and having a good time, and then you're like, oh my God, your life's hard. Like, holy shit.
My dad had some kind of gum disease, it's hereditary. He and his mom had it, and it causes you to just, the roots just eat away. They have a short lifespan. So by 50, he had false teeth.
Yeah.
And it was a nightmare for like a year for him.
See, some people are just cursed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad teeth.
Right.
Here's a fun fact. If you enjoyed the golden age of Hollywood, Clark Gable, you might know him from Gone with the Wind. He had dentures by the age of 30.
Really?
And Vivian Leigh, when she had to kiss him in Gone with the Wind, she hated it because he had such bad breath. And probably because of whatever.
Gets trapped under there. Because you know, false teeth back then were not like they are right now.
He wasn't water picking around him and stuff.
Right.
Oh, man.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. If you say you have some congenital gum disease and you lose all your teeth for no other reason, not meth or anything else.
Yeah.
You today can go get a complete set of teeth implanted, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can
get my dad did that.
All the teeth and you're drilled into your head, yeah.
He opted to have all the ones that were actually left, which weren't many, just pulled out, and then I think it's two or three posts at the top, two or three at the bottom, and just hook in a set.
Really? And they stay in really well?
And he still, I think, has his, what do you call them? I guess your pretend beginners.
Uh-huh.
Because your bones have to, you know, meld with the posts.
Uh-huh.
Before you bother putting the I don't know, semi-permanent, permanent ones in. I don't know.
So your bone grows to the post and it becomes one?
I love how Jess's family is big into the dental implant world now because she's like, well, you get your pretend.
I'm forgetting the damn. I'm so mad about the retainer of the tooth. I'm going to think of it as soon as we're done.
I know what you're talking about. My buddy Kevin Bodie had it, and when we wrestled, he would always like flip it out.
Oh, it's so fun to be like, people like, don't do that.
I fought so hard not to have a retainer just because a friend of mine, freshman year of high school, he got his, shows up at school thinking, all right, I have to wear this retainer now. At lunch, goes to like take a bite, forgot to take the retainer out. It gets shoved into the back of his throat, and he starts like,
oh, God.
Spitting food out everywhere. And I'm sort of thinking, yeah, I can't have that happen to me.
I don't know why I'm laughing. That basically almost happened to me. That was awful. Oh, a flipper. It was a dental flipper.
Oh, really?
Which the fun thing about this implant when it came out, because I'm like, oh, crap. You know, talk about you lose a tooth, especially when you're not expecting it. Uh-huh. My reaction was to just jam it right back in. And I did. And it stuck, but it's not straight. And so I'm still waiting to get back into the dentist.
Wow. So you have a crooked tooth that you put in yourself.
I do. And the best part is sometimes with my Fs, like if I was four, whatever, four furlough, like it starts doing the noise.
Sometimes when
because it's all crooked.
Jessica, you seen my teeth?
Oh.
Here's flipper.
Oh, it's so awkward.
That's the worst part is you can't say flipper, right?
Flipper. Oh, and food. If I thought getting stuff stuck before was bad. However, I jammed it back in. It's at an angle where if I eat a potato chip, just FML, it's over.
New angle now. You're snagging up all kinds of bits. Yeah. You got a whole new cranny right there to work with.
Oh, boy.
I got a tooth on the other side of the mouth. It's like, hey, what's going on over there? Why are your gums like pissed off and shifting things? So now I'm just worried by the time he actually fixes it, everyone's angry inside my mouth.
Right. Yeah.
Brush your teeth, folks. If you drink pop, drink water, like, you know, with it.
Yeah.
It's the worst part. It's the worst part about getting older. We used to start losing things. You know what I mean? And it's not fair. I think feel like the longer you've been on the planet, that you should be rewarded. You should start gaining things.
Yeah.
And we don't. The older we get, we just start losing them. Like you start losing teeth. You start losing your sex drive. I mean, all kinds of things, Austin. But the good thing is technology is you can get those teeth back and you can get that sex drive back.
Like, oh, well, thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
But not from the same place, right?
Not from the same place. You're going to go to two different places for it. So you go
and
to
it. It should be two different places. If anyone is going to one place for both now, consider switching.
Yeah. If your dentist is also claiming that he can fix your sex drive, don't go to that dentist.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's doing. Also,
but you might have a lawsuit, which could get you some free teeth.
Absolutely. And, you know, you don't even have to go see, you don't even have to go to a doctor's office anymore to fix your sex drive. You can just get some Blue Chew. And just coincidentally, they're also sponsoring this episode. And I'm happy they're back because this is the one product I'm really getting behind. I mean, this is the one product that I just can't believe every dude that listens to us isn't using it, and I can't believe really that any girl, because also it has nothing to do with age either. Let's say there's nothing wrong with your sex drive. Let's just say that you want to make sure when you need to perform like a champion that you're performing like a champion, or that your dude performs like a champion, right? You can't be a champion every day. Not even a champion is a champion every day. Mike Tyson was not a champion every day.
Right.
Not every fight. If he had Blue Chew, he would have been. So you guys should not only listen to what I'm about to say. After this episode, you should immediately go to their website, use our code, and buy some product. Because Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. BlueChew.com. That's your destination. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. You don't have to, like, okay, I got to stall for 20 or 30 minutes for this to kick in. You know what I mean? You're like, yeah. All right, I only got 5 minutes. Boom, grab my Blue Chew. It's made right here in the good old.
Some witty stories here to prolong this without sliding into the friend zone.
That's right.
Like, tell me more about your mom. Yeah. 20 minutes only.
I shared too much about my first dog.
And the best part is it's made right here in the good old USA. It's prescribed online by actual licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor or wait in line. It's even cheaper than a pharmacy, and they prepare and ship it right to you in a discreet package. There's no awkwardness, and you don't need to leave the house. If you can benefit from more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Right now, we've got a special deal just for our listeners. Go to BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com, and get your first shipment free as long as you use our special promo code FUNTOWN. And you'll just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com with the promo code FUNTOWN. And try it. Try it for free with only $5
great
shipping.
That's a promo code for Blue Chew, too.
FUNTOWN. It is, right?
Yeah.
Take your lady to FUNTOWN tonight. Yep. Or lady, let your guy take you to FUNTOWN by getting some Blue Chew. Seriously, it's important that people use these promo codes and these products so they keep these
FUNTOWN.
People keep coming back. But also, who cares? This is awesome. I mean, it's a chewable way. It's a chewable sex performance enhancer. What more do you want? Let's go. I'm going to, for Christmas, Jess, I'm going to send Donnie like a crate of these. I don't know if they sell them by the crate, but I'll try.
Just make sure it gets here when I'm on vacation.
Yeah. And that's really your Christmas gift, is not his. So.
Excellent.
It'll have his name on it. But
Todd, you've given these a spin, I take it.
Yes, and they work. It works for me, I should say. I'm not putting out any guarantees there, but I'm saying it worked for me. So everybody should try it. Regardless of age, why not perform like a champion if you're going to perform? That's all I got to say about that. Hey, I went through. I got bored today, and I was just like scrolling the interwebs. And I was looking up some like conspiracy theories. I'm like, oh, what conspiracy theories are out there that I'm not necessarily familiar with? First of all, do you guys have like a favorite one that you're like go to where you're like, yeah, this
favorite
proves that people
theories?
Are stupid? Uh-huh.
I don't know. There's some crazy ones. I mean, to me, they're sort of different. There's absurdity. There's ones that are just kind of insulting a little bit.
And like there's some that make you think. Like,
yeah. And there's some that, you know, it's possible.
Right.
After going to Dallas, I think the JFK conspiracy, like Lee Harvey Oswald, did he act alone? Was it even him? I'm into that now because of all the
That's my all-time
that I've heard
favorite.
And seen.
Absolutely. JFK.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about that too. That I think that's the one that everyone can latch on to. You know, it's sort of everywhere.
Well, and there's so many unanswered questions. That's why. So if I could do anything, like if I could go back in time and go anywhere, any place in time, any setting, I would go there and I would just be ready in that book suppository. I would be in that room.
But you'd be in the wrong spot, Todd.
I know, and I'd be like, oh, fuck, it's empty. And then I would get framed, and I'd be trapped in history forever.
Yeah. Todd McCullis acted alone in assassinating JFK.
I feel like, Todd, you're going to get back there, and you're just going to see crazy Jess, who can't accept it wasn't a conspiracy. She's decided to shoot JFK from the grassy knoll.
She's
there,
like,
has to be more to it.
She's like, beat you to it, motherfucker. All right, so here's a few crazy ones that I found. You've heard that one about Paul McCartney died in a car crash and he was replaced by the other guy. That one's, you know, is what it is. But there's also one out there that says that the Beatles never actually existed at all. What? So it was all a sham. That, I mean, I guess they existed, but it says here that they were a fake band staffed by like this revolving cast of like identical looking actors. So everybody, like there were multiple doppelgangers, and they would just constantly rotate them in and out. And they claim to have evidence of like measuring, you know, eyebrows and eye spacing and all this stuff. And that sounds pretty crazy to me.
Cameras gradually got better, I think, during their era, right? So maybe it's just more high def.
Yeah,
I don't buy that.
I don't buy that one at all.
But it's a great gig if you can get like four sets of triplets together, and be like, we're about to make a ton of money. We're going to work in shifts. Yeah. I think you could sell them on it.
It's the prestige.
That makes me want to go do it. I mean, it makes me want to hunt down four sets of triplets and form a band and just constantly switch them out and see what happens. But you know what happens? Not all of them can sing. You know, you'd have to find four sets of triplets.
Four sets of triplets.
Where this set all play the guitar famously, and then this set sing like angels, and then,
Can you imagine the baggage coming with that group? How there's probably one in every group that doesn't feel noticed. There's all kinds of, I didn't get enough attention energy bouncing around the room. Right. That would be a hard group to manage for sure.
And then poor Yoko, jokes on her. She had four different Johns moving in and out.
Don't you remember tell,
talking
right?
about this, John? Are you even listening to me?
No wonder she was kind of a bitch.
Unless you got four Yokos.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
That could very well be. Here's another one that Barack Obama could control the weather. I've heard that one before, but I never really looked into it.
He had access to the technology, or he himself was some sort of storm druid and was conjuring storms?
the barometer wizard.
This little article is not super detailed, but it does say during both his terms, it was alleged that he deliberately manipulated the weather to deflect attention away from the White House in times of scandal. So, like, there would be a little bit of scandal going on. He would just cause a hurricane or some shit, or a bunch of tornadoes to strike Oklahoma.
What website is this on, Todd? Is this like the Freedom Eagle Caller or something?
This is on shortlist.com.
Freedomtruth.net. Wow. So Obama was a wizard.
Right.
That's incredible. Yeah.
He was a good president, I think. So, also a wizard. Kind of a wizard of presidency. Yeah. Earth is flat. That's no blah, blah. Oh, here's an interesting one. Saddam Hussein, because we don't talk enough about Saddam Hussein, I don't think, on this
podcast.
He
really dropped off after we killed him. I mean, he was like the boogeyman during my childhood. Once we hung that dude.
Yeah.
I haven't heard shit about Saddam Hussein then.
I know.
No one's even told me I kind of look like Saddam Hussein with this mustache yet.
I'm looking at the picture right now, and you kind of do.
Yeah.
You kind of do. The theory that the second Gulf War was waged in order to close a Stargate, I guess that's a real thing.
Oh.
Okay.
So
I want to hear more about this.
Everybody talks about what a dummy George W. was, but evidently he discovered that Saddam had this Stargate, So he caused, you know, the invasion in order to stop him from using it and shut it down. So maybe this were the real weapons of mass destruction was the Stargate. But he couldn't, like, tell us that because we'd be like, oh, he really is crazy. What are you talking about, Stargates, you know?
Well, and there you are. You're George W. You're thinking, what can I do? We're losing some 9/11 steam here.
Right.
This comes up. This is perfect. This is a perfect mission for him because there's literally a laundry list of other reasons why he would go there before this.
Right.
It's a perfect cover-up.
And once you discover that he has a Stargate, I mean, you got to invade the country. You got to kill him because here's the thing. If you don't, we all know what happens when you have an active Stargate, alien invasion. That's their portal. It brings them right to Earth. So,
wait, Todd, are you revealing yourself to be a Stargate guy?
Earth has two Stargates, I thought, right?
Wait, okay, hang on. Just added yourself. So, okay, hang on. Todd, how many Stargates are there?
Well,
your knowledge.
I thought that we didn't have any because thanks to George W., we eliminated the only one that was around.
Oh, think he blew it up?
Also, it would be kind of weird that, like, the only person in the world has it is Saddam Hussein. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Iraq, you guys.
It's a very old place.
Well, that's
true. They probably found it.
Yeah. There was a sandstorm.
It's not going to be here. It's just not going to be here. There's not much going on here.
We haven't been around long enough. So, Jess, you have some more knowledge on Stargates? You say there's two?
Not really. I just thought I've heard there are two Stargates on Earth. And maybe I'm thinking of the TV show Stargate.
Wait, hang on. You're not sure if this is show knowledge or just crazy stuff in your head.
That's
incredible.
You're thinking that you might be confusing the fictitious TV
anymore.
Stargates with the real world Stargates.
I don't even know anymore.
Yeah.
Are we even really here, or are we a part of, like, the Matrix?
I think that's one on
this
here, too.
This could be a simulation.
It could be a simulation. I agree.
Yes. Jess, I'm going to need you to do further research on this one, so get your Google machine ready. But I know this one's true. I know this one's true. Saved by the Bell was a vehicle for the Illuminati. Turns out that the teen high school comedy Saved by the Bell was riddled with hidden messages endorsing Satanism, and I think we already knew that. But this website that contributes to this exposed the true intentions of the show's creators and its stars, as well as all the hidden messages in the theme tune. So can you Google hidden satanic messages in the Saved by the Bell theme song?
Let's see if
someone's broken it down.
I could believe that Saved by the Bell is satanic programming.
Yes.
Because Kelly Kapowski was insanely devilishly hot.
Yeah. You're right.
That wasn't casting. That was conjured.
I would argue that
what's she been in since? Oh, she's been in some stuff. She did a steamy run on 90210, I'll tell you that much.
She did.
Oh, are we talking about
Tiffany
about?
Amber
Kelly,
Thiessen.
Yeah.
Oh,
she played the little hoe on 90210.
Was it White Collar? Valerie Malone. She was not a hoe. She was in White Collar,
Todd said that like he's down in the rest of his spritzer and has got to take that casserole out of the
I met her last summer. She does a cooking show now. And so she has a cooking book.
Does?
And I was like, I'll buy to get my photo with Kelly Kapowski.
I'm going to watch
it. Is she still really pretty?
Yes.
Oh,
I loved her. I used to love her mole, and I would draw one on my face because of that.
Really? All three of the girls on there were pretty insanely good looking. I mean, like, that's why the whole hook of the show, obviously. And then I guess girls went crazy for Zach and Slater.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so much Screech.
But the comic timing of Screech, oh, gosh, guy's a genius. That poor guy, he's just still out there hitting the comedy clubs.
Did he do porn, or what was his deal?
He did do a porn of some level. I don't know if it was softcore or hardcore, but yeah. I think he talks about it in his act. Any luck on this theme song?
Sorry, I guess.
Because I'm dying to know what these messages are. You're probably going to come across a lot of satanic shit.
I know.
Searches.
Looking this up is really weird. I just got a targeted ad for the dark path, and it's like, what? I don't want to go down the dark path.
Go down some wormhole.
Oh, here we go. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, while you're looking that one up, here's a quick one.
Yeah, sorry.
The moon doesn't exist, evidently. It's no good even looking at it night after night because it's not real.
They're coming in with some big don't even exist ones. The Beatles and the moon.
I know. It's not even like a little conspiracy theory about something on the moon. They're just like, no, whole thing's a hologram. That's what they're claiming. It's all a hologram.
It's all a hologram. So wait, hang on. But they talk about the moon going way back. Like to when we were first, not even right, just drawing pictures. There's pictures of the moon on the cave wall.
Mm-hmm.
Is this an alien technology hologram from when we were gene seeded and genetically engineered here? Or is this a...
Right.
Like the moon's new. Or we lost our moon and now we have this thing.
Or is it like Truman Show, you know, where we're on a set and it's just a really just a big... A big prop with spotlights pointed on it, you know.
Big camera.
Yeah.
that's a hard one for me to get behind, the moon not being there.
Yeah, I think that one.
I believe we went to the moon too. I'm not one of those
weirdos. Yeah, I do too. I think there was a backup plan just in case. I buy that whole Hollywood, let's get a set ready. Like I could see the government doing that, like sending a CIA guy to contact a Hollywood guy, just like that John Goodman movie. I could see that really happening, for sure. Are you guys a big Jay-Z guy, or big Jay-Z people?
Yeah, he's not really. He's fine.
I mean, good, but I'm not a big Jay-Z head. No.
Well, I think he's very talented, but unfortunately, he's also a time traveling vampire. So there's that. Like, you got to be careful.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. He starts rapping about that. I'll probably be listening.
I'll start listening. And these people did a lot. They've done a lot of work on it, too. They're finding all these old photos throughout history of other African-American men throughout the ages that look strikingly
like
similar to him, look just like him. And they've also done like the facial recognition measurements and stuff. So they're claiming, again, you're looking at a photo from 1812. I don't know. You know, it's pretty pixelated, I would imagine. So I think your measurements would be off. But they're claiming they can find him way the hell back in history. So he is a time-traveling vampire. Now
they have that with Keanu, though, too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. He's also a time-traveling vampire?
Maybe they're friends.
Dude, they should make a movie together.
For a very long time.
Yeah.
Did you say Paul Rudd yet?
No, is he also one?
I feel like it. He doesn't age.
Oh, yeah.
He should not age.
That guy looks the same age as he did when I, like, the very first movie I saw him in, like, 27 years ago.
It's like he's still in Clueless. I'm like, what the F? Why is Josh still here?
Uh-huh.
And are you still with Cher? Sorry.
He's going to be like Dick Clark. He's gonna die looking just like he did when he was 30.
Now, I have something weird that I kind of look like the guy who's on the Mexican $50 bill.
What?
Can we just say, like, you look like every Mexican that's ever held an office?
No. I have the mustache.
Because of your mustache.
I have the mustache for Mexican politics.
I'm an important person in Mexico mustache. Yeah. Like,
but actually, this guy doesn't have a mustache, so it might be hard to see, but I do kind of look like the guy. I don't know who he is. Let me see. Maybe I can share this. Let's do that.
Oh, also, you know, I've heard a lot of conspiracy theories about the pyramids and aliens or whatever, but this group believes that the dinosaurs helped build the pyramids.
Oh.
And that it's actually mentioned in the book of Job. They were used to help build the pyramids, according to the Bible, evidently. And, so I don't know if, like, it was the Egyptians able to control the dinosaurs and use them as like working stock. Or
so how did anyone ever beat them? If you could control dinosaurs, how were you not in charge up until cars? I mean, what did we have that Trump dinosaur before car? Maybe early, not even early car. I would be hard-pressed to take a 2020 car up against a dinosaur.
Right, because I'm thinking, like, you know, you're when you're bringing in a Tyrannosaurus Rex, you're just inviting him to eat your entire village.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got nothing on a horse. Get out of here.
I'm going to bring this up. You got to. All right. So you're contributing a picture here, see? Austin.
Yeah, I am.
I can only.
Can you not show it?
Is it background? Boom. Oh, I got it. There we go. Oh, nice. So this is the money. And they think you look like this guy?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
It's maybe the brow line, see
it.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see it. But now your mustache is throwing me off. I'd have to draw a mustache on this, and I think that's illegal.
And I don't wear sort of dress shirts tied around my head like this guy does. Right.
But that butterfly, do butterflies come towards you a lot? Or
we have some in the yard right now. Yeah, they're lovely.
Can I say this for the most part? I like other countries' money way better than I do ours. Like this has a lot of cool colors and features on it. There's butterflies. There's probably 20 different colors on here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is beautifully done. What are we doing? Who designs our money? Let's replace that person.
I don't know if there is anyone. Somebody's got to make it, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some artist somewhere, but he's a government artist, so he's not going to be as talented as a freelancer, obviously.
Yeah, he probably sucks.
He's only making 60 grand a year. He's not, you know, he's no Michelangelo.
He sucks real bad.
Denver Airport is the home of all evil. You've heard that?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. Jess, you've heard this. Okay, so Jess, what do you know about this? Because I've never heard this before.
When I flew into Denver, my friend told me, she goes, hey, when you're walking around the airport, look for all the Illuminati signs. Like, there's, I guess, just images, whether it be, oh, gosh, now I don't remember everything. But
there's there are all these cryptic symbols, supposedly, in the signage and stuff.
But not nearly as much as the Saved by the Bell theme and the whole show, apparently.
Oh, do you have it?
This rabbit hole. Oh. This is nuts. I don't know why you even told me about it, because now I'm mad. Everyone just Google it, because I've been reading for like 5 minutes straight.
Give me a few lines that are supposedly satanic in nature.
The theme itself is, they're saying that it's all a dream, that the way the narrator describes Zach Morris's life is that he wakes up, everything's a mess, blah, blah, blah. But when he gets home, you know, today, tomorrow, everything in between is going to be all right, because that's his dream world and that's the crap we see. But apparently, if you play the theme backwards, you hear something. Oh, God, she's so silly.
Satanists love backwards stuff.
They do.
The way they hide, let's put it in backwards. It's like they do it for everything.
And I miss my Satan. We're all saved, I guess.
I'm buying it. I think that show, it was those kids were too perfect, too good looking. Like, I think the whole thing. Yeah. And I blame Mr. Belding, I think, was the ringleader.
Zach Morris graduates with an SAT score of 1502, which is considered average. I think that's still pretty high. Yeah. But he gets accepted to Yale, which is home of the Illuminati, secret society, Skull and Bones.
True.
Some claim that he wouldn't have been able to get into Yale with that low of an SAT score. Mark Paul Gosselaar plays Zach Morris. He looks a lot like Paul Walker. And Paul Walker was in the Skull and Bones movie called The Skulls.
God. Can you imagine if we got a Paul Walker, Zach Morris movie? Holy shit.
Damn.
Don't worry. They both have death conspiracy theories. So there is a conspiracy around Paul Walker's death. And supposedly, Mark Paul Gosselaar and Mario Lopez died in a car accident in 1993.
And were replaced.
It's like, that's what everyone goes to.
I wonder if they called the Beatles guy. Yeah.
We gotta get in. You got any more of those triplets and quadruplets laying around? We got an emergency. Our show's still number one right now.
Somebody call Vincent. We need another set of handsome children.
There's a picture of the cast and Lark Boris, who plays Lisa Turtle. She's throwing up the, what I would call the okay sign, or what, asshole, if it's sign language, or... If you reverse it, it's kind of just the hand game, you know.
Right.
You look, you got to hit someone. Yep. So she's throwing that up, and someone said that's a 666 symbol. And also 80s, 90s, those laser shapes, you know, circles and zigzags you would see. There's like a laser neon triangle behind them, and they're like, oh, it's the Illuminati.
See.
No, it was the 80s and 90s.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I had some second grade class photos that were riddled with Illuminati neon triangles.
Yeah, Lisa Frank was such a supporter of this, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But there's a lot more, so Google it.
It'll be a good Google for you guys at home. Jeez. Yeah, because it's got a lot of layers. Whoever, like, to me, the people that come up with these, like, the amount of work that they put into it, it's pretty incredible. I guess your hope is, you know, and these are kind of the major leaguers because their conspiracies at least get recognized. So you think about, they're the 1% of all conspiracy theorists. So think of how many are out there trying to invent these constantly, just hoping that it's just like being any kind of entertainer. I just hope this one song gets picked up on the radio.
Yeah, you know? I mean, there's a lot of hustle out there in the conspiracy world. There's a lot of people grinding, putting their time in that are never going to see the light of day. It's a shame. They're probably coming up with some brilliant stuff.
That Saved by the Bell person who came up with that probably went through 400 different conspiracy theories they had written, and then that was their one song that made it on the radio.
You know what? I bet they burnt through the entire TGIF catalog, not understanding why it's not getting off the ground until someone goes, no, you idiot, Saved by the Bell.
If they ever challenge Boy Meets World or Family Matters,
there's going to be a fight.
No. It's so silly. All the frame by frame pausing they have to do to find stuff. They even are crapping on Max or whoever, the guy that runs the Max. I forgot his name. Already closed.
Oh, yeah.
Him into it?
He liked to do magic. And everyone knows that magicians and Illuminati, it's a whole...
Yeah. Okay, here's one that I actually find interesting because these people that are super, like, insanely rich, like, have more money they could ever spend in a lifetime, whenever someone claims that they're not dead and they wish to disappear on purpose.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson in this one. Now, this, you could see that, like, that's feasible, right? Like, he had enough money, he could just have disappeared to some weird country and built this elaborate mansion and just lives in isolation, and you know, you just never know.
I think the world killed him. I'm not a religious person, you know, but I do believe that the world will correct things. And I think Michael had a good run, and he was getting weird.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he OD'd.
Sometimes I think there is somebody... The puppet master, whoever the puppet master is, says, beat your case in court, huh? All right. How about the wrong batch of medicine next week for you?
Now, I am not sure. God, this is probably... I don't know what went on with him and all those kids. It was very strange. But when you hear about how he was mentally, either one, he was a horrifically just... full max, full steam ahead pedophile like the world's never seen, with Ferris wheels and all kinds of tricks up his sleeve.
It almost like he had an amusement park at his place.
I think he was almost like mentally stunted to that child level. And I think, legitimately, as an adult, you can't imagine wanting to be friends with a kid. I think he liked talking to kids because they were on his level mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And he might have been a pervert, too. So, I mean, it's probably
tough
a hybrid.
Tough to say.
That.
I mean, you
when
get
kids
those...
kids can describe the scars or whatever your birth... Whatever it was, they could describe either a birthmark or markings around his genitals. It's like, Michael, I don't care if you're a kid or not. Why?
Yeah.
I wasn't 8 years old whipping out my genitals.
Exactly.
So. I mean, not... Well...
Or maybe
I
you
can't
guys did.
Say
I
that.
Don't know.
I just can say that, you know, not I haven't shown mine to an 8 year old, so
right,
that's the factor right there.
Exactly. Yeah. He's I don't know. He's a weirdo for sure. And I think those guys are catching a lot of heat. Like, that's how powerful Michael Jackson. Here's the thing. Like, you gotta the level of fame directly affects like how quickly people are willing to get rid of you, right? So like the more famous you are, almost the more heinous your acts can be to get away with, right? Like you always wonder like how far you can push things. Like if let's say like Hitler, he did what he did, but he also did something that's super awesome before that. Like it would have to be really awesome to, right? Like,
It looked, like say if, let's say million
if he could just people? Paint amazingly.
Yeah.
You kind of gave him a pass on that.
Or let's say he invented the Reese cup. And you're like, ah, I know what he did, but man, I love these Reese cups.
I got to say, when you keep buying down these Reese's path, I thought, what is he going to come up with to take the edges off Hitler? And God damn it, you did it, Todd.
No, you did it. You did tried. It. I'm still buying
you
this
got
Zurich.
Things, son of a bitch.
I think like we would still condemn him, obviously, for the acts, the atrocities he committed. Yeah. But I think we would probably, a lot of us would still buy the Reese cups.
You know? I think we'd be like, why the F did this guy freaking, how can you do something so great and then do something so awful, you piece of shit?
Well, yeah. That's what we do with Michael Jackson now.
That's kind
we
of what
all
we
have
do.
Collectively
I don't.
Decided he is a no. pedophile, but you can buy groceries listening to his music.
Yes, weird. They still play him on the radio. He's still in the Music Hall of Fame.
He made
still...
Reese's Cups. That's all Reese's
he
Cups.
He did.
Thriller,
that's what he did.
Jackson 5, Moonwalk, all of it.
They were just all Reese's Cups, Jess. Mm-hmm. And the world was like, really Reese like those Reese's Cups.
And Hitler.
Yeah, and they it's just so put on their little noise-canceling like... headphones when those kids were testifying, and they're like, no, I don't want to hear it. I love Reese Cups.
You know what sucks, though? Let's say those kids are 100%. Again, I wasn't there. I don't know. But let's pretend they're telling the truth. They've been traumatized, and there's others that don't want to speak out.
I believe they are,
because
yeah.
They know how powerful the Jackson family was.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That sucks. Because then it's like, wait, let's turn on the Jackson family and say, no, yes, great music, but the behavior is unacceptable. And
yeah.
You guys need to be punished by giving lots of money to orphanages. Or wait.
Yeah. Orphanages. Something.
I can't say that word.
Orphanages. It's the F. It's your
well,
tooth is throwing
it
you
is.
Up.
It is. Shut up.
Orphanages. That tooth of yours.
Orphanages.
I think it is. Orphanages. Or the children.
The children without parents.
You need to give money to the no home kids, all right?
I'm getting it fixed soon.
That's hilarious. I'm gonna name this episode Orphanages.
oh my god.
But I do find that's one thing that I just find fascinating is, you know, how far can you go? How much can you get away with based on your level of fame? Because, and now it's weird to me, too, even in this day and age, right? Like, look at Kevin Spacey. He was pretty fucking famous. People mm-hmm. pretty much unanimously loved him.
Yeah.
And, but they, as soon as those came out, people mm-hmm. were done. Boom. And why are they not doing the same thing with Michael Jackson, because Kevin Spacey's not been found guilty in a court of law.
I think some people are, but they still want to enjoy the music, right? They're like, well, it's a good tune, but screw that guy.
Kevin Spacey's done some great movies, but those aren't Michael Jackson song movies.
Right. You're right.
None of them are.
No.
I mean what's one he's done?
If it was Saving Private Ryan, you know, then I'd be like,
Oh, Tom Hanks? Yeah. You're talking about Tom Hanks' catalog? Tom Hanks could set an orphanage on fire and probably get a pass.
I think you're right. I think he could. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't adore and love Tom Hanks? Everybody.
Yeah, he could probably go. It could get pretty bad with him. And that's what's unfortunate is sometimes when the first story doesn't get a guy, and then the
I
other
know.
Stuff comes in and you're like, whoa, buddy, you were busy being a terrible person. I
right.
cannot believe.
I mean, I love his wife too. She's awesome. But not like I know her, but you know, my image of her, she's yeah. awesome. But I think like if she were to, let's say she comes forward tomorrow and she's with this story to the news, to TMZ and everybody that, Tom struck her. People would be like,
Tom Hanks,
get this
wife.
Bitch off my TV.
They
this lying
would.
Ass or is on TV right now saying incredibly untruthful things about
That's
Tom.
True.
Because her level of fame isn't enough to compete, you know?
So you think Tom Hanks could punch Rita Wilson?
I don't think
he would. Because
like,
I
talk about oh, what
I know,
know?
It's hard
it's
because
hard to talk about this fictional domestic.
Because I know he's a saint, and he's he would never do that. But let's say yes, and let's in this scenario, let's pretend that he did. Okay. There's no way she wins the public opinion.
We're going to get sued by Tom Hanks, and this is not how I want to meet him. Please go watch his new movie, Greyhound, on Apple TV. There, Tom. And Rita, I love you, Rita.
Oh. I mean, the body of work speaks for itself.
Rita Wilson sings I'll Be There by the Jackson 5 and Now and Then.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
the
wow.
Beginning of the movie.
Look at that. We just brought everything
just
full
look
circle.
Look at your shoulder, honey.
Nice.
Anyway, this is kind of similar. So how about Ellen DeGeneres? Everyone loves Ellen DeGeneres.
Well, let's talk about
it. People have really turned on her recently.
Well, yeah, the Ellen DeGeneres show has become the subject of an internal investigation by Warner Media because a bunch of people said that lots of workplace problems and I had no idea. And I think Donnie just got home. Sorry.
And here's the thing, like, and I've been very public about this. Ellen DeGeneres was one of my favorite stand-up comedians. Like, it was her and Seinfeld pretty much in that era. Like, they were her and Jake Johansson. Like, those were my three. Just love them. So, to hear these things now, it's like tough for me because I know they're probably true. When there's that much smoke,
yeah,
there's got to be some fire, you know?
And also, though, like, I can't believe we're going here, but I heard a story about Steve Harvey being crazy and that you can't talk to him if you work on the Steve Harvey show.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
And he's a diva, and like he only talks to certain people 5 minutes before the show starts, and that's it.
Yeah.
He tells his side of his story, and he's like, if I walk through this main studio, 18 people will come up to me and ask me what to do, and I won't have time to do anything before the show, and I pay all these people because I like the way they make decisions, and I trust them to make those decisions for me before the show.
Right.
That's fair. So probably one guy was a turd.
Like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But now, I'm sure she's so famous, she can't be fun to be around.
And I wonder if it's, is it even Ellen, or is it people that work around Ellen closer? Like, they work with her closely, so they're kind of being the dicks to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know at all. It's just all this...
And, you know, sorry, it's quite possible, too, that she's... Well, I'm glad you did, because I was just reading it the other day, and I was like, oh, I don't want this to be true, because I'm such a fan.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's just say she's one of these people, these entertainers, that although they're awesome at what they do and they mask it so well, let's say she's very socially awkward, or she has, you know, anxiety being around people, because we know great comedians are like that, right?
Yep.
Like, offstage, they're just... kind of horrible to be around, but it's not because like people take it as they're like being uppity or whatever. It's just they're uncomfortable.
Yeah. Right.
And they're not dealing
with
it. I'm that
way.
Well.
If people start talking to me, I don't know how to make small talk.
Right.
Well, and the rhetorical nature of stand up lets them know I only have you, it's only my side of the conversation. I don't have to react to anybody and be normal. Yeah.
Exactly. So who knows what's going on, but the fact that they're having to take it this seriously and do a full blown investigation. What if she gets canceled? Can you imagine?
I bet she wouldn't. I bet they'd get rid of, even if it was her, I bet they'd find a scapeout.
Oh, yeah. She's got enough money.
She wasn't
money.
Aware of anything that was happening. You know?
Yeah. And plus, if it's just not being nice to people, if it's being mean, that's not.
Jennifer Lopez. She's mean to everyone, I hear.
Right. I mean, so it's not like you're discriminating against people or whatever. Yes. You're just being shitty, kind of. So who cares? Like, how many bosses aren't, like, awesome to their employees? Who cares?
Right. If someone has a really nice bodyguard, then the celebrity is a total diva or just extremely difficult. But if the bodyguard is the jerk and is really, you know, because he's protecting the celebrity, celebrity is actually a really nice person. And they're really chill.
Yeah, gotcha. They won't assert themselves at all or do anything.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
you got to be extra aggressive because you know they'll get hounded because they'll stop and start talking to people.
The bodyguard for the other type of person is also doing like some PR work and smoothing things out for them all the time, probably.
Yeah, that could be. Hey, you guys want to go over some of the worst inventions in history?
Yes.
I got a little list here. Some things I didn't even know existed.
Is there a big glass crank dildo on there by chance?
This is one of my favorites. In the 1930s, London nannies, lacking space for their young ones, resorted to the baby cage.
Oh, yeah.
Someone actually invented an actual cage, which didn't... it just looked like a cage, just like it was, you know, the name was Baby Cage, and it was an actual just
like you walk into a humane society and there's yes. just
like how you see
deep.
A dog kennel. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was, yeah, just a creepy wire contraption, a wire fence contraption. And it was actually patented in 1922, put in use 1930s. And obviously it didn't last
but
very long.
Didn't you hang it? You hung it out your window, right?
Yeah. It had a this is the best part.
Todd, you're missing the best part. it hangs out the original, window, Jeff.
This is not real, right?
This is why it was patentable, because it wasn't, you know, you can't patent just cage. You know, all cages are just cages. The reason they were able to get a patent is because it was able to hook outside your window and hang outside.
So Michael Jackson would have liked that to put blanket in. All coming back to MJ.
Oh, I can dangle him out the window in a cage? That's perfect.
Let's not pretend that some of those animal cages in his zoo weren't at one time just filled with children.
Filled. Mike, buddy, we got to let some of them go, okay?
This one just turned 13.
Yeah. Here's another good one. Smell-o-vision. You guys ever heard of this before?
Yeah.
Seems like I heard of it somewhere.
Theater, but. Like if you watch something, they would pump in scents?
They thought, you know, 3D wasn't impressive enough. They were like, well, you need 4D. So they thought, well, what audience really want to do is be able to smell the smells of the things they're seeing on screen.
Yeah.
So this guy, Mike Todd Jr., in 1960, he funded the ill-fated Smell-O-Vision gimmick. It was an elaborate system that allowed a film reel to trigger the release of bottled scents that were piped to the audience in sync with those pivotal moments in the movie. So there was one movie, the only film to make use of the Smell-O-Vision was 1960's Scent of Mystery. That was the name of it.
Otherwise known as Who Farted?
Yeah.
Basically, what a cop out.
It was billed as Who Farted in most of Europe.
If you give me Smell-O-Vision and I'm a director, I'll be like, oh, this is a gift from the comedy gods. This is new fart jokes all through this movie. So then there was the parachute jacket. Pretty good invention. It was you wouldn't know it was a parachute. Just looked like a cool-looking jacket. And it was designed in 1912 by German inventor Franz Reichelt. And the parachute jacket had like a high-profile unveiling. It was like a big deal. And then part of the opening, you know, the release of it, they performed the stunt where he wore it, the inventor Reichelt did, and he jumped from the Eiffel Tower, and it didn't deploy, and he just splattered all over the streets beneath the Eiffel Tower.
What? That's way worse than the Tesla truck.
Yeah, it really affected
sales.
Was it
a long jacket? No. Could they just sort of zip it up, and it's a body bag jacket at that point? Just pick him up in his coat, guys. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Like, if you're going to give me something as a – like, I want it very much to be obvious it's a parachute. That means there's plenty of room for said parachute. I don't want a smaller, compressed version, any of that. Like, as much parachute as possible when I'm jumping off something that high.
What kind of asshole life are you living if you got to get worried about getting pushed off shit all the time?
I know, right?
You're just running your mouth to people.
Are you? Yeah. Who thought, like, wow, damn, you know? One of these days, somebody's going to push me off one of these buildings. I'm going to design.
That's the third window I've been pushed out this month. I'm getting one of them jackets.
And would you only sell, like, who needs those other than secret operatives back in the 1900s?
No, I'll tell you, needs them guys installing baby cages. Who needs them? Fall out of the window.
Here's some other ones that I thought were cool. The double-barrel wooden cigarette holder. It was a raw double-barrel. It was a wooden cigarette holder that kind of looked like a dugout or something, like a one-hitter. But then it splintered off like kind of the base of a tree and had a little hole that would hold a cigarette in it. So there was two. You could smoke two cigarettes at one time in case you couldn't get enough. Like if you're not getting enough from just one cigarette, this will let you hit two at the same time.
I think I might have smoked out of something like this at in college.
You probably did, because it was designed for hand-rolled cigarettes, so it's perfect for joints, right? You can put two joints in there, and you can still buy them on Amazon, and you know that's the only reason they exist now is because you can put two joints in there. And then speaking of smoking, this is how big – like I love – The thing I love most about Mad Men, and I wasn't a big Mad Men freak, but I something about that culture when everybody smoked, because I remember as a kid just being in the room and there was always a cloud at the family reunions or get-togethers, you know, because everybody smoked inside. And just it's so bizarre to me now to think that was – like my grandma's couch had ashtrays in the armrests. Like that's how much smoking was a part of the culture. Well, they had this thing at the time where – couples could share the same cigarette, and it was a device where you put one side of your mouth, and it was like half of a ring, and then the cigarette went in the middle on the other end, and you together could smoke this one cigarette.
Oh my gosh, they really couldn't afford.
What kind of trashy Lady in the Tramp moment is that?
And then of course they had one that that held an entire pack of cigarettes in it. Like almost like it was like a long like incense, you know, plate or whatever. Those long wooden sticks where you put incense on, like about that long, and it had little holders, and you put the cigarettes butt down on there and just lined them up, and you lit them all at the same time as you inhaled, and you were constantly smoking the whole pack of cigarettes simultaneously. But the theory was they'll last you for a long time because you're not burning each individual cigarette as quickly. But you never are without a lit cigarette. And it didn't work. I think people were just like dying way faster.
I think it's also they lied because you're still burning every cigarette way faster.
Yeah.
So you have to go get more. So they're like, they'll believe anything we say.
Yeah,
that's almost like a cigarette company came up with this.
Yeah.
How do we get them to go through them faster?
They're not smoking
light
cigarettes
all at the same
fast
time.
enough. And that was it. Other than in 1970, there was the shower hood, which was meant to keep your head dry while you shower. So you would put on this thing that basically looked pretty similar to like a space helmet. And it was big, giant, and bulky, and you could see like three panels of glass or plexiglass all the way around it so you could see. And
what I thought you were going to describe when you said shower head.
Yeah.
This is a robot that sucks your dick in the shower.
You want some shower head?
We are sold out of these.
When your lady doesn't put out, take 5 minutes to yourself. Because you deserve it. Get dirty while you get clean.
They are $500,000. And we're sold out.
I did find out here, too, that for a while someone invented this robot. It was like a human-sized robot, but it was back in the day, so it looked very robot-y. And it was designed – it was the phone-answering robot. It would answer the phone for you, except they didn't have the technology to make it talk or they didn't have AI or anything. So literally all it would do was bend down and pick up the receiver and then bring it up to, like, chest level. And then you would grab it from the robot. Like, that thing probably
cost – babies do. It's a baby.
It probably cost the equivalent of, like, $500,000 in today's money just to grab the phone from it.
This is stupid.
I can just see some millionaire yelling, "Is that you, robot?"
And I think
the phone, robot.
I think Jess nailed it too. So this inventor probably saw his little kid pick up the phone and just hold it up in the air for you, and he was like, "Oh, what if a robot did that?"
He was like, "I was really hoping someone else would, you know, see this and be like, I know how to make the robot talk."
Yeah. Really? You guys didn't do your talking part of this robot? God damn it.
We were using the shower head all night.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, this has been a fun one. Jeff's back next week, so we'll be back to normal, but this was fun. I'll try to do more things like this and find more hidden bullshit on the internet. I'm trying to read the internet more. I'm not a big internet reader, and it's, you know, it's here. Why am I not taking advantage of it?
You should get out there and look at it, man. There's some weird shit on there.
I know. I need to do more of it. I used to do a lot more than I do now, so I'll start getting back to it.
I'm going to do more research on Saved by the Bell now. Thank you.
We should make the, like, give us a little bit of it, like, every episode until it's fucking gone.
I'm going to go watch Tiffany Amber Thiessen's cooking show.
Right?
That sounds amazing. Dinner with Tiffany?
Oh, great name.
I might have made that up.
Instead of dinner at Tiffany's, it's dinner with Tiffany.
Or maybe it is.
Breakfast?
Breakfast at
Tiffany's. It's dinner at Tiffany's. Sorry. Okay. Watch it. She's still a fox.
Yeah. Good for her, man. Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Unstoppable force of hotness.
Right?
It's insane.
Because she's a product of the Illuminati. That's why.
Yeah. We grew her. This is the pinnacle of hotness right here.
She was so good in Son-in-Law. Everything she's done is perfect.
I can just see, if you go back and look at all these important politicians in history, there's Tiffany Amber Thiessen. We're down to our last Tiffany.
All those kids were created in a test tube, and Shrieks just got knocked off the table and spilled all over the floor, and they just tried to sponge it back in there as best they could.
No one will notice.
Yeah. He was supposed to be their most handsome person.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the lead.
He was going to make Zach look like a toad, you idiot. He was going to be beautiful and perfect. Then you spilled him.
Can we just keep doing hypothetical scenarios for things? Because I love that.
Yeah, we will. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Please take a minute, if you would, and rate and review this podcast if you're a fan of it, because we can see how many people listen, and then we can see how many people rate and review, and it's a pretty upside down number. I know a certain amount of you like it and you listen to it every episode. So you know what would really shock the fucking algorithm at Apple Podcasts? This is for each and every one of you that listen every week. Go on there and give us a rating and write a pleasant little review. So that's your homework, if you don't mind. And other than that, we will see you next week. We are out.